you know, I had several days here to, you know, really focus in on the Redskins. You know, there's a lot of impressive things that they do. I think, you know, Coach Gruden, you know, and the rest of his staff done a real good job with this team. They're tough. They're very competitive. They do a lot of things well. And they give you a lot to get ready for. It's not an easy team to prepare for. They have a real good complementary system on offense, defense, and special teams. So kind of if you're stopping one thing, you know, they're doing something else or they have something else that you have to be worried about. And they do a really good job of executing it. They're a good game plan team. They have good schemes and, you know, obviously a lot of good players. You know, offensively, they have excellent backs, you know, good offensive line. And again, they're very well coached. Coach Callahan, you know, with the running game and all, has always done a great job. And they still do that. Really good group of receivers. You know, an explosive group, obviously, with Jackson. That becomes even more explosive. You know, good tight end. And you know, Cousins does a good job of getting the ball to everybody. He uses the tight ends, the backs, and all the receivers, you know, to spread the ball around. He doesn't hold on to the ball long, doesn't take many sacks. Not a lot of negative plays, so, you know, they're a hard team to get off track. And defensively, strong up front, you know, good edge players, Murphy, Smith, obviously Kerrigan. You know, good inside players, disruptive group there. You know, Knighton, Baker, Hatcher, linebackers, you know, run well. And they're good in the kicking game. They've had explosive plays. They're a good punt rush team. You know, block punt against the Jets. Long kickoff return against the Giants. They put a lot of pressure on punts and field goals. And, you know, have come close to blocking more kicks than they've actually gotten. But they put a lot of pressure there. Again, we have to be ready for whoever the returners are going to be. But, you know, Ross, Crowder, Jackson, whoever it is, you know, they're all explosive guys. They can attack anywhere on the field and do a good job. They have good quickness, change of direction. Really, you know, your contain and leverage on those guys is going to be tested. So, you know, those are the things we got to be ready for. As I said, they give you a lot. They got a lot of good players. And they have a very good scheme. They're well coached, so it'll be a tough, you know, a tough challenge for us here.
The trade deadline passed yesterday, and I know we've talked in the past about how it's not like baseball where maybe there's more activity right at the deadline. I'm curious just this year what you saw yesterday, what you experienced in terms of was it not a seller's market, not a buyer's market?
I don't know. I didn't really see much. I mean, I was concentrating on the Redskins. You know, we met yesterday morning, practiced, and watched film, and trying to get the team ready to play Washington. So,
any sense of if there were more because there were more trades?
I mean, I was working on Washington. I mean, you know, Nick and Nick's really kind of the person that would, you know, be involved more in that area. I mean, obviously we would talk about, you know, something, but, you know, my focus on the Redskins. That's what it's been on. That's what it is on.
Coach, how committed are they to their running game?
No, they're going to run it. They're going to run it. Then you got to stop them. They don't stop themselves. You got to stop them. You got to defeat blocks. They're going to have a scheme. They're going to have schemes that challenge you. You know, they're going to challenge your run force. They're going to challenge your, you know, your blocking angles and leverage inside. And then you got to tackle the backs. They're hard guys to tackle. They get a lot of yards on their own. They have a very good scheme, very good players, and good backs. So sometimes you're in position, and you know they still make yards. So, and they complement those runs. Like if you're stacking those runs, then they have a good arsenal of play action passes that they get to. That if you're taking certain runs away, then you know you're probably gonna have a hard time stopping the play actions that go with them. It's all tied together well. They have a good scheme, a good system, and they do a good job of attacking defenses. So they do a good job.
Obviously they're playing from behind against Tampa Bay. Do they stay with it? Should they fall behind you guys? Is that something they have a commitment to?
I think until they, you know, you're out of time. But I mean, they made a lot of plays in the passing game to come back, you know, last week. But they're going to run it, and they've run it against everybody, you know, with varying degrees of success. But you got to stop them. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to, you know, not run the ball this week. I mean, I don't think for one second that's going to happen. And as I said, they have very good backs. They're very well coached. They have, you know, good offensive line. Obviously, starting with Williams, you know, he's, you know, about as good as there is. But you know, they do a good job.
How much does the return of DeSean Jackson help their offense?
Well, I mean, they led the league in big play passes last year, so he had a lot of them. So you know, he's a very explosive player. You know, just tremendous at all three levels. I mean, he can catch and run. He can get over the top of the defense, and he's a very good intermediate route runner. He can get open, create space, and, you know, make intermediate plays and turn those into big plays too. So, you know, big threat.
Bill, you've talked a couple times this year about the range that you guys have in the back end of the secondary with Harmon and McCourty able to play that deep part of the field. I'm just wondering how that range, I guess, in particular, helps maybe your cornerbacks, if at all. Does that affect how they're able to play?
Well, I mean, it helps them, but I think as a corner, I don't think you you don't count on that help. You know, I mean, you count on inside routes, but you don't really count on go routes. But, you know, they can get there on that. You know, a big part of that position is, you know, the quarterback. And so, you know, if a quarterback controls the free safety by, you know, looking them off, looking one way and throwing the other way, then that corner's probably not going to get any help. You know, now there are a lot of components of that, you know, the pattern, the protection, you know, the quarterback's ability to do that and so forth. So I'm not saying that's a given, but again, as a corner, you can't, it's not like when you have a half field safety and you know that guy is going to be back there, you know, at least on your half of the field, you know, in the middle of field safety. You know, there's some guys that can get over there and guys that, you know, get great jumps on the ball and are instinctive and all that, and Duran and Devin have given us some of those plays, but I don't think as a corner you can, you know, you just can't sit there and say, well, I have help over the top. You might, but you can't really count on that. Then there's a certain field position where you don't have it for sure. I mean, once the ball gets to the, you know, 35, 40-yard line going in, I mean, that safety is not going to, you know, ball's not in the air that long. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, you just run out of space. So, you know, the plays that he's more effective are on at that, in those field positions are, you know, the seams and the end cuts and those type of things. So it's, again, that player's, you know, he's the quarterback of the defense. He sees the field. He defends the deep part of the field and gets to the ball based on, you know, his recognition of the routes and the quarterback and, you know, the overall matchups. You know, sometimes that affects him too. So it's hard to know exactly where that's going to be when you start talking about, you know, outside the numbers. Inside the numbers, that's one thing. Outside the numbers, you know, that's, you just can't count on. I'm not saying those guys can't get there, and our guys have gotten there, and they've made some good plays out there, but you can't sit there defensively and say, well, he'll be there for that play, because if the quarterback looks him off, then he won't be there.
Coach, if one of your guys is playing man-to-man pass defense, is he just lucky if he makes a play while not looking back for the football, or is it entirely possible to have good coverage and not look back for the ball?
Well, I mean, there are certain situations where we're coached not to look back for the ball. There are other situations where we are coached to look for the ball. So it depends on a lot of things, but, you know, it depends on your relationship with the receiver, where you are, at what part of the route you're in, you know, what part you're talking about. Because once you get down the field, you're not really in a double move situation. You start looking back for the ball, you know, in that 8 to 10 yard range, and if the ball's not thrown, there's still, you know, there's another part of the route that may exist. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's luck. I mean, it could be. Sometimes, you know, a guy just happens to put his hand in the right place and it hits the ball. But I think a good defensive back that plays the ball properly with his back to the ball can can definitely affect the catch and legally affect it and, you know, put his hands in the right place based on, you know, reading the receiver, his hands, his eyes, and his overall mannerism on the catch, which, you know, the receivers try to disguise that too. You know, guys like Randy Moss, who are great at it, of not putting his hands up to catch the ball until the ball is almost past them. You know, you couldn't do that against him, but, you know, the other receivers that when they move their hands to catch the ball defensively, if you match their hands, then that's where the ball is going to be. So, you know, I think there's a lot of technique involved there. Let's say more technique and more concentration and finish of the play than luck. But there might be a little bit of that too.
Malcolm, yesterday talked about putting your hands on a guy like Jackson and the lesson he learned about you put your hands in the wrong place, he'll blow by you. How dangerous of a, or how much of a lesson was that last year in training camp and in those joint practices for Malcolm to learn that?
Well, sure, it was good. Yeah, you know, I mean, they have a lot of good receivers, and they're, you know, they have different skills. But that's the way it is with our players. You know, you wouldn't defend Edelman the same way you'd defend LaFell, the same way you'd defend Gronkowski. You know, I mean, each guy's different, and you're different. Each of us is different. So how one defensive back matches up against another receiver, you know, it's all a little bit different. You have to figure out what works best for you against different styles of receiver. That's one of the great things about practicing against another team is, you know, you get to work against your 8, 9, 10 receivers, how many guys you have in camp, plus the tight ends, and then you go to another team and you get to work against another dozen guys, and, you know, you'll see something from them that's different from the guys that you're seeing in your practice field. So that part of it is, I mean, you can't really put a price on that because it's experience that you wouldn't otherwise have gotten. And you're on a practice field, so there's a level of, you know, trial and error, experimentation, whatever you want to call it, that you're probably a little more willing to do than, you know, when you're in a game situation. So, you know, that's how you get better is, you know, you practice a technique. It doesn't work. You practice it again. Maybe you end up not using it in the game because you don't have confidence in it, or maybe you start to develop some confidence in it and you're able to, you know, refine it in practice and it become a tool for you in the game. So, yeah, I think all that's important.
So, two final questions.
What have you seen in the progress of Logan Ryan day-to-day, week-to-week, game-to-game?
You know, Logan's one of our hardest-working players, both in the season and off the season. He prepares hard, studies, really is very, you know, focused on his job. He has a good understanding of the passing game, timing, route progression, or route combinations, and so he works really hard at that. He always has. You know, he did that in college and, you know, has built on that here. So that was never a weakness. Like McCourty, like Harmon, like all those guys that, you know, were well coached by Coach Shiano in that system. You know, but he's continued to work and improve on that and build on it. And, you know, he does a good job and has played a lot of different positions for us. You know, he's played inside, he's played outside, you know, obviously man, zone, blitz, I mean, all that. But so he's got a variety of skills, and he works very hard to try to, you know, maximize his matchup skills. We were just talking about here how he matches up against the receivers, you know, differently than the way another player would do that.
You guys have had the option to defer on the coin toss since that rule changed. I forget what year it was. You guys have pretty consistently been a defer team. What are the factors that, you know, you consider that make that the best decision for you?
You know, we talk about it each week, every game. It's one of the things we discuss prior to the game as a staff, and we try to do what we feel like is best for that particular game, that particular situation. Again, all the factors that you would think would go into it, and then, you know, and sometimes we withhold that decision until we actually get and see what the field conditions are for that particular game, like last night or like Thursday night or a game like that. I mean, obviously you're playing a dome in Indianapolis. I mean, you're not gonna, you know, we don't need to get that information, but, you know, games that are weather games, that could affect that decision too. So, you know, how you want to start the game, how you know, what your offensive or defensive game plan is. I'm not talking about the first play, but, like, you know, in general, here's how we want to try to start the game. Maybe that affects it. I mean, there could be a lot of factors. So we try to consider them all and do what we think is best.
Last question.
Is there a Cousins? It's his. They said it's his team this year. Have you really seen a jump in his productivity? Because is that a confidence thing? How he's played this year?
Yeah. I mean, I can't really speak to that. I'm not around him, but just watching him play, I think you know he plays confidently. He plays with a command. You know, he does a good job with things on the line of scrimmage, like, you know, the cadence or, you know, checking plays based on the defensive look. I would say watching him from where I watch him, he makes a lot of good decisions. I don't think he, you know, struggles with that at all. You know, if he has a option on a play, he usually, you know, takes the one that looks the best. You know, he makes good decisions on that. You know, I think he does a good job of, you know, using the cadence, using the formationing and so forth to and timing, you know. I mean, again, you just don't really see a lot of mistakes there, you know, delay game penalties and timeouts and, you know, plays that are obviously not run properly. I mean, they get the line of scrimmage, they do it, you know, like all of us, some plays are run better than others, or maybe a guy gets beat on a technique or something, but as far as running the team, managing the team, you know, making good decisions, the clock management at the end of halves, you know, handling field goal range, handling, you know, all those kind of things. I mean, I think, you know, does a really good job at that, you know, like he did in college. And, you know, in practicing against him, you know, just you saw some of those things, you know, to a lesser degree because, you know, Griffin was playing quarterback at that point. But, you know, we worked against both of them. And, you know, I think he's got a lot of strength. He's a smart guy. He's competitive. I'm sure he's got a lot of confidence from his teammates and his coaches. I mean, I think, you know, we've seen that from a couple staffs with him. So I'm sure he does a lot of things in the building that a lot of people down there like. And, you know, that's why he's taking the snaps. All right. Okay. Thank you.